You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Today, I want to talk about three trends that we will likely be realizing in the next few months in regards to clinical trials as a result of all of the new decentralized clinical trials, decentralized monitoring, decentralized auditing, decentralized patients, and decentralized staff. We are going to have to rebound from the pandemic and its ongoing impact on our jobs and our work with clinical trial patients in the future. What should we be thinking about? If you're like me, your life has changed over the past year and a half. And we're all asking, when will this end? What will I be doing differently as a result of the change and the pivot that I did 18 months ago? We have sites that have really been left out of what is going on. They had studies put on hold. They couldn't get studies up and going. They had staffing issues. They had layoffs. They had rifts. There were a number of things that have impacted sites. And we have sites that have had trouble with patients being accessible, patients not being able to come in for visits, patients having no access to telemedicine or telehealth. We've seen that in the state that I live in. We've had sites that have struggled with technology. We have numerous clients that were in the middle of onboarding new technology, and it got sidetracked during the pandemic. So things started to change. And since we are now doing decentralized work, the right technology and it being fully functional is invaluable for you as a site today. Shortly after the pandemic began, many sites changed all of their priorities as a result of opening COVID-19 and vaccine trials and trying to take care of the influx of patients that occurred so rapidly at sites. Some sites have had huge wins as a result of the pandemic, and some sites have had significant losses over the past year. And although what some sites will tell you is that the changes that have occurred have helped them to change in a good way and to start doing things in a new methodology and moving forward as they recover from this pandemic. But let's talk about three trends that I want to just briefly mention that I think are going to be key as we keep moving forward. Number one, we're all going to have to learn and keep educating ourselves about new technology and changes that are coming. We all have had to learn new things. 2 years ago, I was using Zoom 2 or 3 times a month. There are days now that I'm on Zoom 7, 8 hours a day. I've had to learn how to record sessions. I've had to learn how to email sessions. I've had to learn how to use different platforms with different hospitals. And that education for me has been challenging. But there's going to be more education, more challenges as we continue to move forward, because clinical research professionals are going to have to start using new technology for decentralized trials. Patients are going to be wearing smart devices. They're going to be inputting information on iPhones. And we've seen this stuff coming over the years, but all of a sudden it was front and center. And having that user-friendly awareness for your patients and for new staff members will be important as you continue to move on. So we have to think about the production of education and training and where we're headed as we move forward. The second trend that I think is going to change, and we're all going to have to be flexible as we continue to move forward, is connectivity. And how are we collecting data today? What type of environment are the staff in? Have you allowed all of your staff to work at home? What type of environment will impact your work moving forward? Will it impact the type of studies and protocols that you open? This change has been positive in some ways because we have become fully connected remotely. but it's also had its negatives. And we've had to realize that doing clinical research totally remotely has some limitations. Think about how you can continue to have your staff work on connecting and working together and working toward having the patients to have that connectivity with you as well. Because as we continue to move forward, we are going to realize that the patients are going to be propelling forward as well in the form of connectivity. The third trend that I think we're going to see, and we're going to see it across the board from information technology and system support, we're going to see it from sites, we're going to see it from sponsors, as well as CROs. And that is going to be an uprising in creativity as to how we keep meeting these challenges that are coming. You know, remote monitoring is one big area that there's a concern at some facilities that, you know, people are accessing private health information. The adoption of these decentralized clinical trials have had regulatory concerns at the site level, and sites have struggled to move those forward because it's almost a big experiment that we're doing, and we've had to do it. And the trade-offs, honestly, have been very good, because if we hadn't been able to pivot and do what we've done with remote clinical trial design, clinical trial data collection, clinical trial patient access, we wouldn't have done many clinical trials during the pandemic due to the fact that we were essentially on lockdown at many facilities. There's a new thought process going on as to how we can make trials better, how we can keep patients in trials longer, how we can help patients to have access to trials easier. And all of those things are being creatively looked at. And there's so much information out there that you're going to have to start thinking about what's coming next and what can we do to facilitate our patients and information consumption that is occurring on a daily basis within your site or your pharmaceutical sponsor. Sites have realized that they have to simplify their process. We all know that over the past year, regulations have been lessened in some ways. And we all have tried very hard to be synergistic with our patients and not ignoring our values as a clinical trial site and our mission, but actually thinking about the patient centricity at the decentralized level, because it's not all about the technology that we have now. It's about the interaction with our patients. We're going to have to be creative. This trend is going to keep occurring, and it's going to keep moving forward as we take decentralization in all areas of our work toward the future. How do we analyze the challenges now that we're facing with deployment strategies for decentralized trials? How do we be intentional in looking at our policies that have changed? How to be compliant and transparent and to memorialize policies that worked and make sure that policies and procedures that didn't work do not continue? How do you analyze your workforce and the technology needed and how they are collecting and utilizing information? What are you doing about moving from home back to work? Or have you decided to let patients or let your work staff work at home totally? There are benefits to having that type of situation, but there's also challenges. And that's where we are with the decentralization of our staffing. And we've got to think about technology, support, equipment, connectivity, how we're going to interact with patients in the future, and how we're going to interact with each other. You've got to navigate this, and you've got to think about it as you move forward with trends for our decentralized world of research right now. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.